It's the Mad Men DVD review.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Mad Men DVD review, and we do have a very able reviewer in Ben Zamba. How are you doing this morning, Ben?
Hi. Great.
That's good. What are you reviewing for us today?
Today we're talking about a classic Kiwi, or classic but still in the public eye, Kiwi comedy, What We Do in the Shadows, which came back, 4 years ago now.
It came out 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Surely. Wait, longer than that. Feels older than that.
Well,
2014.
Wow. Yeah, 2014 seems right. I remember around that time, my penultimate year of high school.
Okay, all right.
Don't want to make you feel too old.
Oh, no, you're not. Don't worry about it. Yeah, just 2014, your penultimate year of high school. Yeah, that doesn't make you feel old at all.
Mm-hmm. Taika Waititi, Jermaine Clement, swinging from strength for strength in their typical way, wrote, directed, I think based off a short that they made at film school. They expanded out a story, expanded out greatly. A story about vampires flying together in Wellington. Classic premise.
Wellington flatmates.
Yep.
Vampire flatmates.
He's done he's done Dunedin flatmates before, hasn't he? Because he was in Scarfies.
He was just acting in that, though, you know.
Yeah, well, he's acting in this as well.
True.
But he was Taika Cohen, wasn't he, in Scarfies? Because he used to not go by Waititi, I understand.
I think you're right.
Yes.
So anyway, What We Do in the Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows.
Did you see it when it came out?
Yeah, we had a screening for it for our parent action group or whatever, PAG. And we all loved it, I remember.
It's a real crowd pleaser. I watched it with some Germans and they loved it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it at this point, let's face it, you probably hate New Zealand.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a necessarily derogatory sense, but in that you probably have some cultural cringe and you've been avoiding it.
Yeah.
Because it is... And that's not a bad thing. I mean, it's just a matter of fact that some people don't like seeing things that address New Zealand more explicitly.
I used to be like that. Now I've gotten over it.
I mean, I get those inclinations sometimes,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Depends on the product. But this one is not cringy. It's worth a watch. You can stick your neck out high and be proud of this one.
Was that a vampire joke?
No, but I guess it is.
It was.
Yeah. Apparently this movie was took years to edit because they just shot a ton of footage. The first cut is something like 4 hours long. And it took years for them to edit it down to something more bite-sized. And so it's rapid fire.
That was another
rapid fire
vampire joke.
Oh, yeah.
Bite-sized.
So,
I
just have delicious vocabulary.
When you're saying that it was a huge amount of shooting, is that because it was improvised? Because, you know, if they're just riffing, they just got to roll tape the whole time.
Yeah, basically, most of the movie is kind of them riffing. And Stu, one of the most pivotal characters in the movie, was just essentially a one-off joke, a side joke. And then possibly even literally the tech consultant of the film that they just brought in to play like a tech consultant. And his role expanded and expanded until they kind of found a story with him. Which is, I suppose, an interesting way to shoot a movie. Very inefficient, but it turned out well, and it's a great movie. And funny talking about this right now, when just yesterday in the news, they've been talking about how there's been an order for a 10-episode US adaption from FX, the American network.
Really?
Yeah, so American version of it. If you hate New Zealand, then you can just watch that one. But you'll be missing out on something great.
See, I don't like American Office, you know, so I'm pretty sure I'm not going to like
really?
That.
Oh, really? I love the American Office.
It's just, I guess like if they changed the name completely and not had anything to do with The Office, I might be able to enjoy it.
After the second season, it pretty much has nothing to do with the...
Yeah.
Well, even after the first season, really.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear, but...
There's almost nothing to do with the...
I know, I just can't get over it, you know, like the entry credits and everything, you know, it's just, it's too reminiscent.
I love two very different shows from very different people. Anyway, and we're also talking about what we do in the shadows because coming out this week, the Breaker Uppers, not the Breaker Uppers, Upperers, New Zealand film, New Zealand comedy, produced by Taika, and but directed and written and starring Madeline Sami and Jackie Van Beek, two amazingly funny people with amazing chemistry. And the movie, I have seen it, it's great. You should definitely go see it this weekend.
This weekend.
The Breaker Uppers.
Yeah, it's kind of, the weather has turned since I've woken up. It's taken a grey turn. It is a good day for a movie.
Yeah, go support a very funny New Zealand comedy. The film is fun, and also there is a lot of overlapping cast as the very tight-knit New Zealand comedy scene all get their kind of bit part to play in this movie.
Classic.
Jackie Van Beek and Madeline Sami are both in What We Do in the Shadows, and Jermaine Clement does pop up for a little cameo in this one. I mean, not this one.
In The Breaker Uppers.
In The Breaker Uppers.
Yeah.
And lots of other faces you'll recognise. Yeah.
I think that's a very good review. Basically, if you haven't seen this one, it's because you hate New Zealand.
But that's not... That's understandable. Sometimes.
And that's understandable. But if you hate New Zealand, too bad, because you live here.
And if you don't hate New Zealand, watch it again.
There we go.
And then go watch The Breaker Uppers.
Or watch The Breaker Uppers and then get home and watch this.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Ben, we do have a copy to give away, as we always do.
Exciting.
Thanks to Madman. How do you want to give this away? Do you have any thoughts?
I don't know. Favorite vampire?
Favorite ever vamp? But there's only like a few vampires, isn't there? Or are you talking about like...
I feel like that might give a glimpse into someone's personality.
Yeah, okay.
To know what kind of vampire that they identify with.
Okay, I like this. All right, we'll roll with your favorite vampire. Text us on 5395 with your favorite vampire, real or fictional. And we'll give away this DVD, What We Do in the Shadows, a New Zealand classic, I think it's fair to say, even though it's only 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Ben, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Stick around. You can help me give this away, but we'll end this DVD review.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.